6:30. They told me about O'Malley's burgers. I never had them. I said I'm going and I'm going to review them on Friday.
Wait, who are you talking to me?
No, Ellis. You had O'Malley's burgers? Well,
nah, what's that?
Oh, well, you need to go with me then. Let's go. They talking about these the Let's best go. Burgers in the city. They talking about they're amazing, these burgers at O'Malley's. So I said I'm going and I'm going to review them on Friday.
Where's O'Malley's downtown? In OSAC?
In OSAC. Call Aurora Singh.
Man, let's do this, man. Hey, it'd be two dope comics in the Cadillac at the burger spot with Steph. Ellis.
You like pastrami?
Yes.
The pastrami burger. The pastrami burger, man. It's unbelievable.
Ellis, please.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Don't put adjectives with it. You're talking to foodies. Yeah. Just say, get the pastrami.
It's a good burger. Yeah,
I might have to become a foodie after this thing. Y'all might eat this burger and be like,
you only care.
Hey, I did my
Ellis.
I did my ancestry that DNA thing. I'm 6% pastrami, my nigga.
Yeah, see you soon. Oh, I like that.
Hey, what day you going, Steph?
I'm going either tomorrow or Thursday. I'll let you know. I'll text you.
Let me know. We gotta see this.
I had a corned beef and cabbage taco yesterday at Mon's Taco.
I had one.
I love corned beef. I'm from the Midwest, so corned beef is what we eat. Corned beef, cabbage, corned beef, and sauerkraut. So,
yeah, I can do that.
I expect apologies after y'all eat this burger.
Man, don't talk too fast, man, because I don't.
Yeah, we'll see. Everybody be talking about the best burgers here, the burgers.
But look, have I ever told you that? Have you ever given me food news and I tell you you ain't shit? Or have I ever told you, oh, you need to go to this place or this place or this is where you get the best food? No, I never told you that.
So you're staking it all on this time.
I'm not saying I'm staking it all on this one time. I'm saying this is
the first
time.
But we both showing up. This the hill. You gonna die on this hill.
This is your hamburger here.
About this burger, okay?
This is your hamburger hill. Okay.
Hamburger hill.
That's what's up.
Let me get this podcast started because it's a short day, and this is all fire. I want to use all this. I just can't use.
I thought we were recording already.
We did too.
We recording, but that's like always the bullshit shit before the show.
Okay.
That's the best part.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's the best part.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the NOS. That's the 916 News on the Street, where three hilarious comedians react to today's Sacramento news, and I try to not let it turn into the Secret Black Meeting. I am your host, Ellis Rodriguez. I am joined by Aurora Singh. Everybody at home, please make some noise. Give it
up. Good morning. I made a big mess in my kitchen 5 minutes ago.
You're welcome.
Sacramento. You're drinking snot.
She did that for you. Drinking these damn green, whatever. And that is Steph Sanders. Steph, what's cracking? What's popping?
What's cracking? I'm going to get my little Nas X shoes today. I'm devil worshiping.
They sold out. I know they
during
sold out.
Easter week, I'm devil worshiping. I'm going to get them. I'm going to steal them.
They sold out. And we got D. Tyler in the building. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm here.
I want to give a shout out to Swizz as well. We always say pictures by Swizz, but I particularly like this shot.
Yeah. Swizz got a good eye, man.
Swizz is like a magician.
Yeah. Yeah. Either he smoked a lot of weed or he was born with this, but is he making whatever it is, he got a good eye.
I was going through all the pictures, they're all cities. Those are the ones I like, you know, and then those great drone shots. But then it's like, I guess it's like we got really good rivers and a lot of wildlife and trails and bike runs around here too. We should probably show some of them pictures.
Yeah, man, it's where white people found gold, man.
Exactly. So what were we talking about before I interrupted y'all to start this stupid show?
How Steph is the king of all.
Principles. Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna put it all his all his work business out. What's up?
It's all right, but I'm going back to being a principal.
So you used to be a principal. You got promoted.
I was a principal 8 years, and then got my PhD, and now I'm a director of education and principals for his district. And I want to go back to being a principal
because you missed the kids.
Where do you want to be a principal at?
Where you get to right now, it's like it's sort of like the NBA. Now you get people vie for you, like you get offers and
oh wow.
Yeah, can you pick and just say, hey, can you go to a principal and say, hey man, step out, I want your job? And
he
just
Well, like, you know, I can do that to a certain extent. I can say, you know, I can kind of pip him out over about a 3 month period, him or her. But I don't want to do that. I was being a principal. I just want my own. You know, I'm going back to get my own again.
That's dope, man. You gonna come? Do you know if you're gonna come to Sac City?
I will do it in this area, Northern California, for my first choice. I'm being recruited by New York and Philly right now, but we'll see. I want to do here, and I only do black and brown kids. Only black and brown kids.
Right on. And you double up as the mascot. So it's like you're playing both sides of the ball, really.
That's why I don't like you, man. That's why, you know, I hate talking to anybody over 5'7". I hate the only person I like over 5'7" is Aurora and D. Tyler.
I take it back.
Do you have the power?
Oh, go ahead.
How old are these kids?
What do you mean? TK to 12.
TK to 12. So there you go. You in high school, right? You walk up to a freshman. They mess their like in a fight, right? Now you looking up at them. Like, how do you get them to stop fighting?
Let me tell you something.
It's all mindset, I'm assuming.
You know how George Jefferson was the baddest man in the room, even though he's the shortest? It's his voice. Yeah. That's how I am. My football players.
Who are they going to get to play you in the Disney movie about how you
some stuff? But they all dead. Webster and Gary Coleman. They dead.
Question. Do you have the power to like make me a principal? Like, can you just bestow anybody?
Yeah, like a deputize them.
I can make it for a day. Yes, I've done that.
Oh, that's dope, man. Hey, I want to run Burbank for a day.
I would love to make the three of you. I can make LSU a principal for a day for school, Aurora, nice. Anthony, and we run for the day.
I'm the most qualified, so can I get 2 days?
No. Yeah, you can get 2 days. But I say Francis, it's going to be all black and brown babies.
Good, that's what I want.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna talk to the teachers and teach them how to turn their Zooms off. That's gonna be step number one. That's gonna be
That was wild, that lady. How do people like that get to step down? You should be shoved down like hard, like here.
The union protects a lot of things. I've seen worse than that, really, honestly. Because they do
it. What happened?
Oh, that's right. Well, there's some lady. She's having a parent teacher conference. Whatever. The mom was all on a Zoom and it's over. She walks away from the computer and it's not shut off. So then she just goes off on a racial rant. dropping and talking about that's how black people are. You know how black people be making excuses.
But hold on, a whole year of Zoom. Minutes. You can't figure out to turn off your computer. We had a whole year.
Turn off your Zoom or your racism.
Let's pause right there. Steph, as a teacher, right? Now, I know what she said was wrong. She said it like that. But as a teacher, have you noticed that is there any truth to that statement that she made about how I'm just going to say just parents in general are not holding their kids accountable?
Yes. Yes, I would say yes. But there's a lot of reasons why. And they go from historical implications to systematic implications. But yes. But you got to realize, too, there's a lot of reasons. So I'll give you this main reason. Remember, you guys, Nelly, you were born. But in the 80s, they had babies having babies. The 90s, babies having babies. Now we're dealing with 3 to 4 generations of babies having babies. None of them got the skill set that you three have of knowing how to socialize, how to be, how to do things correctly and so forth. So they became these, dysfunctionality. We're dealing with 4 generations of dysfunctionality. Okay.
You got a lot of 40-year-old grandmas you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. That's wearing 40 shorts and crop tops to school. I got to tell them to leave because you can't come into class. You know, yes, all of that.
You know what? That's...
Yeah.
Dang, you know what? That's... Yeah. You know what? I didn't think about the repercussions of that, but we was talking about that the other day about how grandmas is young now. You know what I'm saying? Like, grandmas is like...
Ain't no more big mamas. Mm-mm. They don't want to be called grandma. They want to be called Miss So-and-so. Call me grandma.
And your fast auntie is the same person now.
Right.
Yeah.
I aspire to be one day where I'm the grandma that everyone goes, we're going to grandma's? Okay, I'm not eating for 2 days. Like, I'm going to, I want them to come over and just, feel warmth. you know, yeah. And I want them to call me grandma. I want them to be like, hey, grandma. And I'm going to be like, oh, hey, my little kid. I'm going to squeeze the shit out of their cheeks.
And you're not going to go to the club tonight? Are you going to go to the club
tonight? I'm going to have big old, like, childbearing titties at that point, right? That are just like, they've been through kids, that kind of, those kind of titties, you know? And then I want to hold my grandkids in my bosom. And I want them to feel the, I want to
Oh, man, now you're making it fucking weird.
Right, weird.
No, it's not weird. Titties. It's like, weird. I want to bring them in, just like right here. It's just weird, like right here. They know. And I want to bring them in, and I want them to feel, and I want them to feel grandma's love. And then I want them to be full of food and happiness. And I want people to know that I'm grandma, and you don't call me anything else but grandma. You know? I want
aspirations.
That's good aspirations. So you're not going to go to the club that night. You're not going to smoke weed or do lines of cocaine with
them.
I'll still do that, but people, like,
aren't later. Aren't we all living longer, right? So if people are living well later, they're more active in their 50s. That's why you got 50-year-old motherfuckers at the club. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're going to have some active 55-year-old guys.
But at the expense of your kids missing out on what they need. And then you wonder why they out here wilding out. And they're not doing what they're supposed to do.
Oh, I'm not wondering. Tyler's wondering.
Well, no, grandma could be at the club.
Yeah.
She's done her job. Now, her daughter's kids need to get the shit together. Right? Yeah. But grandma,
I do know all the white
daughter following grandma's lead.
I know all the white kids.
Daughter and grandma to club together.
Yeah. How many times you see the grandma and mama out together? They at the club and they think that's cool. Yeah, out with my grandmama, you know, we
they think they sisters and shit. They're not sisters. My y'all is old as shit.
Wearing no underwear. They must my best friend, you know, all that. Don't nobody see all that.
I feel like all the white kids at my school had young grandmas too. That's a socioeconomic thing more than it's a black kids are like this.
Yeah, it is. You're right. A baby's having babies. That was endemic of everything and every culture. But they handle it a little differently because they in Rockland, Roosevelt ain't trying. They're not, you know, they're still doing their thing with the PTA, the you know, a teachers union and all that stuff.
All right, I got two. It was a slow day in Sacramento. There was I can't do another car wreck. All right, and another shooting. They're doing follow ups on those. But just for today, let's take a break from car wrecks or shootings. But everybody, please start driving safe so we can have something else to damn talk about in the morning.
Stop shooting. And if you're going to shoot, go to the gun range. You can hit the person you're trying to hit. Okay,
yeah,
go
ahead. Right. Do something. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I got to move my plants in the sun. I got to move them.
Okay, thank you for that announcement.
You want to move plants around?
So I got two stories. Number one, construction begins on the Fix 50 Highway project in Sacramento. You guys got beef with the 50?
Yes.
I mean, what's going on?
Portion of Highway 50 between W and X. No. Between the 5 interchange and Watt Avenue. Is there a problem with 50?
There's a problem with 99. They need 99 needs some therapy. They need some.
I'm always about like improvement, especially when we're here in Sacramento. You want to make the roads better or whatever. But even in the they call it the Fix 50 project, but it fixes a heavily traveled section of highway between Interstate 5, the 5 interchange, and Watt Avenue. Because it adds an HOV lane and it raises a portion of the highway on W and X, and it's $460 million.
Who's doing the work?
I mean, somebody in an orange vest, I'm sure.
You couldn't find a body cheaper than that?
Man, what's going on?
Pretty sure it's a couple people living on the freeway that would love to have a job.
I would love to do that.
The homeless, all our homeless problems and this and that. And then I was like, I mean, I never read the news before. So I was like, okay, they're fixing 50. But then I've been on 50. It gets a little, during, you know, peak time, it can get a little backed up. So I guess
the 50 is not as bad as 99.
To 80 around that area when you're getting off 16th Street and all that, that's where 50 is horrible.
Yeah.
To get over, that's where it needs to be.
That's where they need to make some adjustments. And then they need to go over.
They would start there because that's the 5 interchange, right?
50, yeah, that's 85.
Oh, no, no, it's not because Watt's after that.
Yeah, I'm saying Watt, I don't know what Watt 5 meet.
Yeah.
That's where I was confused. Watt and I-5. I'm like,
don't me. That's Watt and 50.
No. Watt from inner 50 between the Interstate 5 and Watt.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's where they need to fix it.
That's the raggedy part.
Yes.
Or isn't that where all the little?
Yeah,
that's where, like, if you're trying to exit anywhere downtown, you're fearing for your life.
Exactly. You got to get over it. It's like the purge. Like,
you need to exit 10th Street? Ooh, take a deep breath and pray Jesus.
I wanted to ask, I assumed that maybe Steph would know. It said $460 million, including $388 million in SB1 funds. What are SB1 funds?
For what? What is that for?
For this project, for the Fix 50 project. Because they said SB1 funds, like it was like, I'm supposed to just know what the fuck
they're supposed to know. SB1? I'm not sure what they're referring to right there.
Okay, so $460 million, fix 50. When do you think it's going to be done?
2023.
I have no idea, but I think they need to go to 99. They need to take 99 completely down and then restart it.
And start from scratch.
No.
Because they end of 2024 or early 2025.
The whole thing down.
They said probably early 2025. And it's 4 years.
Man, I say just let 99 turn back into dirt like it used to be back in the days. So just let it be a dirt
road. I like 99. I'll be 100% honest with you. Like when you're going to LA, do you like taking the 5?
Okay, so I just drove to LA this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You took 5.
I took 99 down and I-5 back. And here's normally I take 99, but they recently, I don't know what the fuck they're doing on 99, but they decided to just redo. They're like redoing the whole freeway. Mm. So it took me over 7 hours to get to LA.
That's taking
99. Yeah. Normally it takes me like 10 minutes longer usually to take 99. It took me over 7 hours.
Yikes.
So I took because I-5 back and it was way better.
Too on 99 back there. I think, aren't they working on the roads back there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like in all the little towns.
And then it's also like 99 is like 2 lanes, like at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Los Baños, right? Los Baños, the bathroom.
Yeah, around Los Baños in Fresno. And when I was driving down, I was thinking about all the death tolls.
That we were talking about at Bakersfield.
Yeah.
You hurried up and get past Bakersfield. I don't even stop in Bakersfield.
Nope, didn't stop. I was like, gotta keep going. Can't stop here, hold your piss.
Bakersfield. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
What's wrong with Bakersfield? Besides the fact that it's Bakersfield.
The high death toll. It's
Bakersfield, man. Yeah,
high, high, high
they're right behind Fresno.
Yeah, murder. Yeah, they killing folks.
Who's doing it out there? Is it black people? Is it brown people? Is it white
people? Never black people.
Murderers.
Yeah, black people don't murder people. Black people get angry and shoot other people.
Oh, so when you say
they have like murders, a good reason.
I'm thinking like shootout, gang violence, but you're talking about just straight up murder, like
murder,
the homicide rate,
like with names like the Bakersfield burglar or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wow, they doing murdering down there.
Yeah, lots of it.
I'm not trying to be out where they doing the murder.
My N word. Why do you sound so shocked? He's like,
right, it's
a horrible place. Why are you so shocked?
Who goes to Bakersfield to start murdering?
Right, look, let's stop shitting on Bakersfield. Bakersfield, man, shout out all my people that live in Bakersfield. Please fuck
I don't know anyone that lives in out. Bakersfield.
Go to a nice place like Stockton.
I'm not worried about offending nobody in Bakersfield except the murderers. Hey.
You know when people from Stockton say, ooh, I got to get out of Bakersfield. It's a bad place.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh, this is my only other story for today before I want to try something out with y'all. Protests at Sacramento city manager's home draw criticism from officials. So y'all remember they went to the, what's the mayor's name? Steinfeld, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. They went to the mayor's house, mm-hmm. had protests, yelling and screaming, kicking his shit over, you know, taking his gravel or whatever the hell they did, right? So they put out a flyer that they're going to do the same thing to the city manager's house, right? They're going to protest at his house. And like 20 demonstrators just go to this dude's neighborhood, but the police were there now. To make sure everything's like orderly and they don't harass this dude in his house. And then the funny part is, so his name is Howard Chan. He's of Asian descent. And on the flyer, they put Howard Chan, they put his name in like red drippy letters. And so now the city and mayor are talking about, you guys trying to Asian hate. And they were like, no, listen, looking at it now, it does look problematic, but it's just a flyer. You know what I mean? So part of me, mostly, I'm just really happy that, like, if you hold public office, that the people of Sacramento may go to your house and make a ruckus at night. I think it's fair. As long as they're not, like, as long as they're not breaking shit, like, I think it's funny that people are like, let's go to city manager's house and scream at him outside at night. Like, you fucking suck, you know?
I think it's funny that they're like, I think it's funny that they made a flyer and they're like, oh, yeah, let's go. We hate this guy. And then they're like, whoa, Asian hate. And they're like, no, we just like hate him as a human.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we got to know him and we hate him. For
as a problem with that, hey. But Ellis,
and I think that's progressive.
The Bill of Rights in the Constitution, but the problem with that is it doesn't protect us, because if 20 black folks went to a neighborhood to do the same thing, they say we're rioting, even if we're being peaceful. So it doesn't protect. That's the problem. It doesn't protect everybody it's supposed to protect.
So I was thinking about this too, man. We need black people need a white, like this is what I think. When white people come, like when white people take over your shit, right? Oh. Let the secret black meeting begin. So white dudes come in and then they just beat everybody up. They shoot everybody. They go like, they go, what? Right. And then they, right. But then they usher in the white women. The white women bring in Starbucks.
Yeah.
The white women bring in yoga pants. You know what I'm saying? And then after a while, you're upset because your stores are closing and now you got all these damn Jamba Juices, right? But then you like, but yoga pants, right? Mm. You know, so like that's how the gentrification begins, right? Like we need like a herald. Gentrification? Yeah, that comes in, you know what I mean? And then just blackifies it, you know what I mean?
Like the white savior.
Yeah, makes it cool, you know? And when they walk around and they're like, oh, well, shit.
Where a black person come to a white neighborhood and
changes
things?
Don't you say? So you're telling me if 20 black people went to Howard Chan's house,
there'll be 17 wounded and 3 arrested.
Exactly. 17 wounded, 3 arrested. They don't protect us the same way. It doesn't apply to us the same way. And you know that. And you can't go in and reverse do
it. You believe it was not racially motivated?
I believe it was not racially motivated, but they're just mad at the city manager.
See, that's the weird thing is I also believe it, but if it was a black dude, I wouldn't.
Oh, hell no.
I'd be like, no. They said it now.
Right.
Well, here's the other thing too. Like, I mean, you can't make everything like, I mean, to personally, it's bad what happened to the Asian people that it happened to, but it's not like people are out there. I mean, not to my knowledge, especially as a black person, they are not on the hit list like that. It's
they
not
are.
That big of an issue.
But they are.
Crazy. But they are.
They're on the hit list. They
on the hit list to other people. Black folks, we don't get mad at people like that because they make good Chinese food. We're not trying to mess
that's
with
that's what them. I'm saying. Like they don't, so, but they don't. But
they don't even make good Chinese food.
And we dude. Sell Chinese. And they sell jerseys.
People good make Chinese food.
And they sell jerseys and good knockoffs. We don't fool with them. We like.
Okay. They do that.
Here's what I'm saying. Let me boil it down. The thing is, they're saying like, stop the Asian hate and da 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 da. We get thrown in the mix, but everybody knows who's doing this shit. Everybody knows doing all this stuff.
It ain't us.
We know who is doing all these things. And getting apprehended without any incidences after you shoot up hella people. We know who's doing this. It's not us. Just because a black dude may have had a problem with an Asian dude, or maybe even because I seen something that was messed up. Dude just socked dude on the street, but he probably would have socked anybody. It just happened to be an Asian dude. I don't think
that's true. I think he was targeting.
No, that's dude. Us being fair.
Black I'm saying that dude's kung fu is weak. Be 100% honest with you, and he needs to work on his ground game. No, I'm saying that when he attacked that guy, that old man, my nigga, you all that kung fu for what? Why did you all the years of study? You know what I mean?
You don't know if he knew kung fu. He could have been a regular. He could have been a cook. No,
Taekwondo, Tai Chi. I would have settled for an Aikido roll.
Aikido, anything.
Ground, yeah. My dude.
To be honest, if I was going down the street and somebody just stole on you, you would look crazy in video too. Like if somebody just you just wanted to have.
But know, I would like I would do I mean? Something, bro. You got to rep, because otherwise they're coming for all of y'all. You got
already hit it. What?
You getting up? You getting up, Ellis, doing all that?
doing this. Yeah. I'm doing something.
All this shit on the ground.
Putting the pinkies out, something, you know?
That's when you're getting ready to fight. You see it coming, so you get
yeah, see?
Looking at your phone, flipping through, and they say, pow, oh, shit, then you want to do all this shit. It's too late. You're on the ground.
But it's not too late. It's not too late. That's the funniest thing is like, so now you, we can't, can we just not hate? We just got to let Robert Amato do whatever the fuck you want. Anytime. Yeah. So every Asian person just getting a pass. Cause like, that's the thing. Like I hate, Asian hate is stupid. You're going to hate every Asian person, but there's a lot of like, but there's Asian people that legit need to get shit on.
It's not just for the Asians. How are we going to let them have the word hate? It's stop hate, period. It's not
hate. Love is the way to go.
That's like all lives matter and black lives matter, but maybe that's how it feels to be with the shoes on. I think it should be just stop hate.
D. Tyler, I'm with you, bro. Steph, what the fuck you talking about? Love is the answer.
You stop hate
everybody. You always here.
I don't hate everybody. I don't like everybody. But
I hate everybody.
I love.
You're the nice one, Aurora. And you're the like.
Nah, the nice people always hate everybody.
I love everybody. I try to love everybody.
I love everybody.
I accept everybody. And I think that Asian hate is fucked up. I don't think any race should be able to walk the streets and feel like someone's going to punch them in the face just because they're a certain descent of whatever, you know? But like, I think this is like, I think like BLM is a black person movement, right? Let's say Black Lives Matter. Then Asians have Stop Asian Hate. Then, you know, I think all of us just need to band together and just remember who the enemy is.
Or people.
Yeah, and yeah, the Asians have to carry a machete.
Yeah, and call out who really
matters. And then also for the record, the protesters, and I don't think this was racially motivated. I think that they looked at Howard Chan's policies, they got to know him as a human being, and they fucking hate him for that, for who he is on the inside.
With policy
progress. That is progress. And
getting punched in the face is part of being an American. It can happen anytime.
I think they did a great job. Steph is gone. I think that it's really important that we remember that when we hate people, it's because we got to know them and we hate them. And yeah. I think this is a progressive thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to hate this person for being black, if you're going to hate this person for being Asian, if you're going to hate this person for being Mexican, that's terrible. But if you're going to hate a person because they're a bad person.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm with that.
It's some niggas I hate.
There's some people I hate.
Because they're bad people.
It's some niggas
inside,
I hate.
Inside, though. On the outside, I think they're beautiful. But inside, fuck you.
It's some niggas I hate. I'm glad is in jail, and I hope they stay there.
So, D. Tyler, do you got any food news? You got any food news?
Yeah, man. I found a Jamaican store on Truxell.
Okay.
On what?
On Truxell.
Okay, it's a Jamaican restaurant or a Jamaican store?
No, it's a store. You can buy like...
Ooh, yes.
Truxell and what?
Like
Truxell and what?
It's like, I think it's like 4301 Truxell Boulevard.
What's it called?
Sweet.
It's on Truxell between Del Paso and Arco, or whatever that street is, where Arco Arena used to be.
I know what you're talking about, because the Filipino place is over there too.
Yeah, it's a Filipino... Yeah. Yeah, you get all your niche ethnic foods right there. So we bought jerk sauce. We bought all this other stuff. I made curry, some curry pork and some plantain.
What's it called,
man? That's a really good tip, dude.
What's it called?
I'll tell you what it's called. It's called Dub. You can't miss it though.
It's something in name. It's called
it's a taco shop next to it, and then it's the Filipino and Jamaican spot right next to it.
I'm not gonna go drive to Truxell and just look around and be like, let me look at this Jamaican store. Like, you need to tell me.
He just gave me the address.
He gave me the address, and you live right around the corner. I live right around the corner. I'd come over there and get you in there.
He said maybe blah 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 Truxell.
You're Haitian, so you're gonna find it.
I'm gonna give you the address right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're Haitian. You can find it.
While he's looking for this, all right. So, I just don't want to talk about shootings, or we're gonna take a break from car crashes and shooting. So
do
I got
a happy story.
No, I'm gonna end with the happy story as per the always, right? But I have two things that I saw. Number one, upcoming events. I mean, we in the red, right? So, you know, there's some upcoming events. And I just wanted to kind of talk about, bring up like, oh, these are the things that are coming up. Do you want to go or are you not going to go? You know what I mean? Because we're all going to go get burgers tomorrow or next day. We're going to have brunch, right? Coming up on the 8th or
to the 11th.
What they call the drag queen brunch.
On the 11th, right?
Thanks, baby. What's that called? Jamaica Shore Big Ups. Yeah,
oh, Big Ups.
Oh, Big Ups.
Big Ups. Hey, big up, I had an accident.
Bumble sliding out of board. Rewind the tape.
I was like, hey, we need to plan 10. Yeah, we're going.
And then I want to do one more other thing. One other thing is I want to read the... Have you guys ever been... Like, when was the last time you were on Craigslist? I've been on Craigslist in years, right?
Yeah, I've been on in years either.
Can we read some of the misconnections? I got
scammed by the Nigerian scam.
Can we read some of the misconnections?
Yeah.
Oh, those were crazy. I remember those, man. Like, so, I seen you at the mall. You had on boots.
Yeah. Some of these are dope.
Eating apple pie.
Did you know Michelle Obama's coming on the 4th?
What?
She's coming to...
She's there, man. Tickets $1,000.
Yeah, she's going to the Golden 1 Theater. And I was thinking about... What?
You was gonna pull up?
I don't know how much the tickets are.
Tickets are $1,000 plus.
Yeah, I can't pay a deed.
I wanted to go see Obama when it was in Frisco. It was $10,000 plus.
Shut the fuck up.
Now Michelle Obama has OnlyFans. I'll be right there, buddy.
But how much did you see George Bush?
$20 and a pizza coupon.
Yeah, free. Shit, just
okay. I considered it, but now that you tell me ticket price, I'm out. I'm Michelle Obama. But look, she's here April 4th. If you got stimulated, go get that. Tech 9 is coming April 30th to the Ace of Spades. I might go see Tech. I don't know why, but he's been like on my playlist a lot lately.
I'm not going to go see him.
No?
No.
I love the Ace of Spades.
I love Ace of Spades. See, that's two different things. I love Ace of Spades, but I don't want to go see him.
I love that venue. Is Tech 9 canceled or something? Y'all hate Tech 9?
No. I don't hate on him. I just think I'm gonna go see him.
Interested.
It was a small. I don't know.
Tech 9 is dope.
Tech 9, the family Easter celebration. No. Okay. Here we go. Latin Mix Fridays at Mango's.
Yeah.
That's gonna be some
Mango's.
I like that. Mango's is Lowe's bar.
Also.
Never heard of Mango before.
Wait, that's, what's going on at Mango's?
It's like a Latin bar.
It used
Latin
to be two of them. Which one is this? It used to be two of them. Ellis, which one is this?
I've been to Mango's.
What do you mean? This is the one on K Street. This is the one in like right in the middle of the neighborhood. Like all the dance, all the best dance clubs. It's like a little triangle. Mango's is right there. It's like
yeah.
It's fun.
But I was complaining before about there wasn't places to dance Latino music, right? So I guess that's where everybody's going to be. Probably, I'm betting. That's gonna be on Fridays.
It's open. Does places open like that now? Open like full off for dancing?
Yeah. We're in the red, baby. But you gotta dance 6 feet apart, so you know you dance.
Open up and dance, you know.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of the Spasmatics?
No.
They coming.
Are they dope? Have you heard of them?
I have not.
Google. Are they gonna be at Harlow's?
They're coming through. No. They're going to be at... Oh, matter of fact, Harlow's is open, huh? I wonder what they're doing.
They're
Swabbies.
They ain't having their first concert yet. Harlow's not having their first concert yet.
Okay, April 18th.
They're Loose Ends.
At Harlow's, 18th, the all-black concert.
It was the weekend that we closed for pandemic. It was the last concert, last show in Sacramento, Loose Ends, because my best friend sings backup for them. And so we went to that.
That's dope.
The SAC Anime 2021. There's a SAC Anime thing coming up.
I won't be there.
It's going to be at the convention center.
Anime people freak me out, man.
What?
Have you been to Spike and Mike's?
Hey, DJ, you like anime?
Not really, but Spike and Mike's Twisted Animation Festival is dope.
Yeah.
You ever, have you been?
I have.
But Ellis, guess what?
What?
I wouldn't go to that, but I go to Star Trek festivals and conferences because I'm a Trekkie.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
I would go there too. I'm a Star Trek.
You're not a Trekkie, are you?
Yes, I am. I go to Vegas to do the Star Trek experience in Harris.
Oh, they need they need
to get to be captain for a day, man. You could be part of the crew. Okay, you know that about that, D?
What?
Yeah, nah, man. Nigga. It's like 3 hours long.
You guys are losing
the whole mission.
People are unfollowing you right now.
Really?
They used to love you. People that look
the whole mission.
You know what I mean?
They got like a simulated like ship and everything.
Yeah, the ship, the bridge, and then you get the little shirt.
Keep trekking out, you fucking nerd. This is gonna have real life consequences.
Hey, send me that info, man. I didn't know that's something like that.
On the ship. For these looking motherfuckers.
The world going.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I am not into this.
The first Haitian.
Let me do it. All right. Let me drop this on you. Every time Trekkies come up, I would tell a story because I fucking hate Trekkies. I'm walking through a comic book convention the way cool kids do, right? And then the Trekkies show up just because they want to wear their outfit. This ain't even got shit to do with you. But everybody's in costume, so they wanted to trek out.
They make a comic.
So these two, they don't belong there, and you know it. So then this couple comes up, right? And they're Klingon, right? With the whole just ass, forehead and everything. They come up, both of them, they're Klingon. Then you look down, they got a little baby that's barely walking, you know, and they got little lines on the forehead, a little baby Klingon. And I was like, you know what? You raising your kid wrong, but whatever. Right? If your kid's going to be your friend, they're going to probably have to be a Star Trek fan. Then the baby, though, gets upset, throws about the bottle or whatever, and then they start talking to the baby in Klingon. And then the baby responded to them in Klingon. Barely, though. So the baby can barely speak its first language.
It's Klingon. I love it.
Talking about kids raising kids. How the fuck is this kid going to survive
already bilingual
kindergarten? With a Klingon accent.
That's dope as hell.
That's dope, man. Already bilingual.
Y'all wrong for this.
When I hear stuff like that, I'm like, why am I waiting to have a baby when there's people out there raising children like this?
If your child's first language is Klingon, you are raising a virgin.
Aurora, you're gonna have a
baby. You're raising an incel on just you should be sued.
Why
have a baby soon, you guys? Can we talk about this?
Of course.
I should be talking to my husband about this, but I'll talk to you guys about it.
You should be talking
to Drew. Did you want to have kids? Did y'all talk about this before you got married?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I'm always surprised when people say, oh, we need to talk about it.
But came up.
Did you tell him I want to rub my titty balls on my grandkids theory?
Yeah.
Are we going to raise the kids in the church? Are we going to... You know, public school, private school, all that stuff.
Are you going to raise your kids in the church?
I think we'll take them to church and let them decide.
Do you go to church now?
No, but I was raised Catholic. And then in the Haitian, the Catholic traditions are like part of our, it's like part of our culture. So I'm not really
and
that.
Drew? Was Drew raised in the church?
He's Protestant.
Drew?
He got detention one time in high school for reading the Bible and teaching other kids about the Bible.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
That's funny.
Amen, brother.
I can see you on a bike.
You're passing the good word.
Mormons.
He's not like that anymore. He's like not religious at all anymore.
I used to be like that. When I was a kid.
Yeah. So that's why he's like not really into doing the church thing, and then I'm like, well, it's part of my like culture. Like culturally, we like go to, you know, I go to church with my family on holidays.
Give it up. It's just another conversation.
Should I have a baby, you guys? Should we do it?
I'm ordained to marry people. I've married six couples.
Oh
really? So I married a woman and then divorced her. So let's move on to my last segment. All right.
But should I have a baby or not? No one answered the question.
Should have a baby.
You should ask Drew, but I guess.
Y'all gonna have little pinkish, yellowish.
But you're not gonna have just the one, right? That's the thing. Is I think you should have if you plan to have more than one kid, then plan to have the whole plan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't be like, we'll have a kid and then we'll decide if I have like, you know, just blah 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 blah. Pop them out.
What about comedy? Should I do baby and I'm gonna bring the baby to my shows? So are you guys?
No, don't bring the baby to your show.
I will not book.
I have to.
Bring the baby on stage.
So sucking
your what if I have to breastfeed and I have to perform? So I just breastfeed on stage?
That would be a good closer.
I think so too.
This is not an amusement park. Put your titty away.
I'm chasing dreams and chasing babies. Let's go.
Nobody will be able to.
That's pretty grody if you think you're going to outperform a breastfeeding baby.
Nobody can
follow
you.
Think anybody's going to listen to your fucking joke while there's a baby and a titty out? Good luck.
Maybe that's part of the joke.
Good luck.
I don't want to follow that. That's all I'm saying.
Joe Coy brought his baby to all his shows, and Tiffany Haddish would have to watch the kid while Joe Coy was performing because he was a single dad.
When I was in LA, I
wasn't breastfeeding the baby, though. There you go.
I brought my daughter on to LA all the shows, and then Coco Brown and Patrice O'Neal would hold her while I went on stage.
Yep. See? We got to team up. It's teamwork. We're all grinding it out. And if I have a baby, the baby's just got to come along for the ride.
I would like to read 5 misconnections in Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I'm just going to have to definitely read this one. And then I'll read the title and you tell me, do you want to read it or not? Okay. March 30th, thick bottom submail interested in getting it stretched out proper.
Keep going.
No, damn. Okay. Lonely woman, Woodland.
Yes.
Okay. Damn. My husband will have no part in this and he will not know. I am looking for someone. I am open-minded.
Wow.
That's not a misconnection. Do you just like put your business out?
Did it show a picture?
No, definitely not. Definitely no picture. I might hit her up though. She in Woodland. That's kind of a drive.
I hope that's her and not the husband.
this one occurs multiple times. Let's see. Orangevale.
It's a setup.
At the Target on Riverside peanut butter aisle.
I like that. Let's go with that one.
That's specific.
There's going to be a dog involved. Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
It might be a long shot, but earlier this afternoon, I was shopping for groceries and things at Target's, and a guy struck up a conversation. He was like, oh, no, don't they have such and such peanut butter? And I was like, they make such and such peanut butter? And I see, I guess, but I don't carry here. I really like the chunky one. He ended up picking up and asked, what are you doing later? And I said, I'm building a TV console. He said, all right, well, let me know if you need any help. Instead of giving the guy my number, I just walked away. So if you flirted with me this afternoon at Target on Riverside over peanut butter, I'm sorry I was rude.
Wait a minute. What woman is building a TV console? I don't want to go with her. I don't want to date her.
Why?
Why?
She has excellent taste in peanut butter.
She's probably a Swedish lager. Like
you. No, she's demure. She didn't want to flirt in front of the peanut butter, in front of the nuts.
If anybody talks to me at the store, I'm walking away immediately. Why are people striking up conversations at the grocery store? Bro, don't talk to me.
Meet women. They say
in a panorama. Go away.
But he wasn't even talking to her. She jumped in his business. He was talking to himself. He's like, oh man, they don't got my peanut butter.
I hate that. Oh my God. I hate when people do that. When they talk loud enough so that you have to respond. In her peanut butter.
She wanted her Kit Kat in his peanut butter.
The story makes me
upset. I talk hella loud at the store.
I love talking
to people at the store.
What does a person look like who goes to Craigslist and hoping that the person that they've seen also pervades peruses on
Craigslist and the peanut butter connection?
Like, that's so.
Yeah.
Maybe we
all should be checking Craigslist and we missed our soulmates because we wasn't on Craigslist the right day when they see. At the store.
Okay, this is it. Nice butt at the donut shop this morning.
This is about me. I was at donut
shop. No, it's definitely not about you. I was the tall white male standing behind you and your younger kids.
Who had the nice butt, the girl or the kids?
We'll find out. Both of our eyes were wondering. But mine was fixated on that perfect butt you are rocking. Yes, I only get donuts on Sundays, LOL. Just wanted to let you know you're gorgeous, even with the mask, and that bottom is so nice. Just in case your husband doesn't tell you enough, email me back if you want to meet for coffee sometime and maybe more. Yo.
He needs his ass beat.
That's bold. That's bold.
That's bold.
Because he's assuming or knows she has a husband, and she's with her kids, and he's just staring at that ass.
Mm. Hey, we should all respond to one of these emails and then see who can keep the conversation the longest. Like, see who can...
That'd be funny.
Well, I'm assuming he could stay on the phone.
Read all the shit back on here. We can come back here and read them all on the thing. And
he's a tall white male, so I don't know. He's probably going to get that.
That one to Aurora with all the kids.
Okay, lady in white Walmart. And from Where? Gerber, lady in white Walmart Gerber. Yes?
Lady in white Gerber. Walmart Gerber.
Yes, no? Okay, KM, El Grove. Yes, no?
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
No.
Bass Pro Shop, Rockland.
Yes.
That's going to be weird.
Yes. Please.
You worked there and gave me advice about my upcoming vacation. You are incredibly hot and have the prettiest eyes. The Bass Pro Shop. Nah.
No. I'm going to
call her Pro Shop. Hey, where did she put the pretty eyes at? Put on the phone.
That's got holes.
Kaiser, the Fair Oaks Pharmacy.
Oh, yes. Because
they probably went and picked up STD medication.
Got for real.
Let's talk.
Cal Expo Costco parking lot.
Okay. I go to that one too. Come on, Ted. Go ahead. Say that one.
Yeah, I've been in that. Yeah.
No, nah, Kaiser's. No. Ooh. No, this is good. You cowgirl kept checking me out while I was waiting for a prescription for a friend in a wheelchair. Oh, no. This is
some. Aww, he tried to make himself sound so sweet.
Friend in a wheelchair, right.
Yeah.
Trying to make the STD sound heartwarming.
Yeah, he's trying to the gonorrhea sound like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, he couldn't be like, I was there picking up my herpes medication.
Last night, Cal Expo Costco.
Okay.
Yeah. Checking each other out. Last night, March 26th, you were the pretty Asian woman with another tall guy. We crossed paths multiple times and always smiled at each other and checked each other out.
You know, you're smiling with the mask on. Go ahead, anyway.
Well, I guess they did not at Costco. No, well, fuck at Costco, man.
No, they do.
Gotta eat the hot dog.
Yeah, Costco ain't playing.
Costco ain't playing. No, you.
Oh, are they? Or are they not?
Yeah.
Well, he could see
through the mask. Frowning. She could have been getting some out of her teeth. Like,
I didn't know if that guy was your boyfriend or just a friend.
You don't know if she was smiling or not. She has some in her teeth.
You can smile with your eyes. You can see it in the eye.
Look it. This is me smiling.
I hate to be rude on this one, but if it was an Asian girl, she's always smiling with her eyes.
Yeah. And this is me getting straight up my teeth. Same fucking face, bro.
I'm like, does this look like I'm smiling?
Exactly. See? Oh, you're smiling. You see?
Ooh. Yeah. Now, some of these are really just people like they really like somebody. Ooh, lonely woman, Stockton. What's up?
So this is interesting.
Lonely woman, Stockton. My husband will have no part in this, and he will not know. I am looking for someone. I am open-minded. So somebody's just dropping the same thing over and over and over, saying that they're from Woodland. They're from Stockton. This is some kind of fishing scam.
It's a setup.
This is some kind of fishing scam. Oh, bros. Chili DL guy here, mid-20s, looking to meet up with another bro.
Oh, my God.
New host, send pick stats for faster response. Ooh, send stats.
Stats.
What are stats?
Stats?
No.
That's like, stats.
You give your high school. You know, your boy was putting up 12 points.
Field goal percentages.
You know, 1.2.
We meet up in the park every Friday. I drop like 12 points. Right. So...
I was a 12th best player on my team.
What's the weirdest place you've ever met a woman, Ellis, that you dated?
I meet women all the time.
That you dated.
What's the the weirdest story of how I met him and then?
Yeah, where you met him.
I don't know. How about you? It's going to take me a second to come up with something.
Definitely the men's restroom.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
Yeah, so I was at the urinal. Take care of her. And she comes in, she's a little bit tipsy, and her friend pushes her in the room and says, let her use the urinal next to you to throw up. And so, love at first sight, you know, she was gorgeous. And after I wiped the throw up from around her mouth.
No, you're full of shit.
No. And she, I rinsed her mouth out and.
You liar.
I washed my hands. We walked out together. We hung out the rest of the weekend. So.
Go.
Okay. So you just took care of her.
Yeah.
Took care you didn't of her. Do any creepy shit.
No, I didn't
okay,
do
any thank Watson. That I was unclear. That was unclear. Just so you know.
I don't think I've ever met a woman in a odd way. It's just normally somebody.
Laundromat too. That's mine. A laundromat. I washed her. I do.
You know what I earned early in my career, and which what? I should have already known. Don't sleep with your manager.
Yeah. But you did, huh?
Yeah, of course.
You should also never sleep with other comedians.
That's 95% of the truth. Only the lucky few.
I've tried that, man. It didn't work. But, yeah.
I did it, and it worked out, but that's very rare.
You shouldn't.
You're, of all people, you're saying this?
Right.
Like,
you went one for one.
All right, hey, give us our happy story. Let's get out of here, brother.
Okay, so Comedy Spot did their movie thing over the weekend, and it was fantastic. I don't know if you guys watched it. Did you guys watch it?
I saw Luke and my boy Anthony Kays.
Yeah. There. So Luke's video was fantastic. It was so funny. I loved it. The editing was good. The film was good. The sound was good. Everything was good about it. Some of the videos, some people should not have submitted, but that's...
Are they up somewhere now?
Where can I go watch this at?
If you go to Comedy Spot, you can like buy a ticket still. And then they posted the both. So it's two nights long and one of them is like 3 hours long. But it seriously goes by so fast because it's very entertaining. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are bad are like so bad that you just can't help but like love it. So that's the good news that the Comedy Spot did an amazing. This is their first time doing it. And it went. I think it went really great. Yeah. And then another good thing is that
did they announce who won?
They did the gate. They did awards, and I haven't watched that part yet because I got a little sleepy. They do awards, and they gave out a bunch of awards, and they had submissions like all the way from New York. So that's like really great for first time event. So Comedy Spot, and then. This weekend, lots of shows coming up at Comedy Spot and at Laughs Unlimited. And I might be hosting a show at Laughs Unlimited for my first time ever.
Oh, nice. Oh, so a weekend. Nice. You get in the weekend.
Not a whole weekend, but one show. We'll see what happens.
A rum and shape in the building.
So your girl is moving on up. And also,
you took the last name.
Moving on.
What?
You took Schaefer instead of Sing.
No, she's good.
Legally, I'm Schaefer, but stage name remains the same because I don't want to be on a show with Drew and then go, hey, next coming to stage, Drew Schaefer. And then one comedian later, it's like, coming to the stage, Aurora Schaefer. I don't want to talk about that.
No. I like it. I like it.
That makes sense.
Where can we find you online, Aurora?
Aurora Sing at everything, everywhere, all the time. They're Aurora Sing.
And I love your pictures, by the way. Those ones that they took, that was a dope.
Those were.
Oh, thank you.
What about you, Sanders? Where can we find you, bro? Rocking the Lil Nas shoes.
Yeah, I'm in the Memphis Grizzlies G League.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing I'm in three games for them starting in May. And then,
Juwanna Mann, for sure.
You can find me at Steph Sanders. I am Steph Sanders everywhere. Off the Change podcast. New episodes out tomorrow. And it's good. April 8th, I'm at Laughs Unlimited.
All right. My favorite part about the podcast is when I try to say something funny and nobody laughs. Nobody acknowledges. I guess it's this nigga's show. We'll let him say stupid shit. I feel like if it wasn't my show, y'all would roast me. And I would prefer to get roasted. Okay? It hurts more when you just okay, and then just go on with your shit. It hurts me more, just so you know.
We did all do that. That was actually really.
I try to look for those spots at least once or twice an episode. I try to say something, and everybody just nods and keeps going. And I try to add crickets to other things. Y'all do it all the time.
We just literally all just stopped talking. That was just like literally we all just paused. You're just like.
Okay, anyway, I am Sam Sanders everywhere.
Yeah.
D Tyler, thank you, sir. I love when you're on. Where can we find you online, man? What you got coming up?
At DTyler916 on Instagram. Facebook. Oh, I just got 5,000 friends on my Facebook, so you can't even.
Oh, congrats.
There he is.
12 years, but I think finally 5,000 friends. So, D Tyler Comedy at Facebook. You can find me on there.
Okay.
I don't know. I got a lot of stuff coming up in April. Man. Easter's coming up. You're making baskets.
We're going to Easter egg hunt this year? The comedy Easter egg hunt?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Has that ever happened?
I thought it was. Never mind. I thought it was.
Sure.
Can we make it a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should do a NOS.
But we got to put something interesting.
It'll be like a contest. If you find the egg that Steph Sanders is hiding in, you win a prize or some shit.
I'm going to pee in your face.
He comes out. All right. That's it. That's the show, y'all. Thanks, Sacramento.
Meet us at O'Malley's this week.
Yeah.
We're going to see about this.
Hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.